Twice a week, Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay dissect the biggest topics in Black culture, politics, and sports on their show, Higher Learning. They discuss the most important and timely conversations while also frequently inviting guests on the podcast and occasionally debating each other. Check out Higher Learning on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
To a special Ringer dish. I'm Juliette Littman. It was a giant Bennifer weekend, so we could not wait to talk about it. And to do so, I am joined by a guest, Casey St. Ange, who is a TV producer and writer, and you may have heard on Busy Phillips is Doing Her Best. Casey, welcome to Ringer Dish. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, several people sent me your Instagram post about your wild prophecy related to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, so I want to dig into it. I first just want to ask you, like, first of all, how do you refer to this Bennifer pairing? I refer to it as Bennifer 1.0 version 2, but many people call it Bennifer 2.0. I'm curious how you see them.
I call it Bennifer againifer.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
that's funny because it's not 2.0. It's the same couple. It's like we've gone back in time.
Yeah, but they've grown and, you know, their lives have changed in oh so many ways. But yeah, I just, you know, Bennifer has that nostalgic feel. Yeah, Bennifer, againifer, I like a rhyme.
How closely do you follow their exploits?
I mean, Busy and I talk about Ben Affleck a lot just because he's entertaining and fascinating to us. And I'm from Massachusetts, so it's like I'm contractually obligated to root for him. You know, just whether it's like keeping his Dunkin' Donuts iced coffees on the tray.
Sure. Yes, of course.
You know, or in love and in career. So, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm like a wild, rabid fan or whatever, just because like I recognize that these are real people that we're talking about and their real lives. So, you know, and I've had a little bit of a taste of the other side of that through my work of knowing like, oh, it's kind of a drag sometimes when people watch every single thing that you do. But they're entertaining and I am rooting for them because of the humanity, I think.
Oh, interesting. I also root for Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. I say that 2006 Ben Affleck is like my platonic ideal of a celebrity male where he was like, he had one child. He and Jennifer Garner had Violet. He was still sort of like, he was much like now, like messy dresser from Boston, but really famous and kind of like, you're just was like rooting for him. And I still do. I'm glad that we're going to talk about your Instagram because I have a lot of questions about like what exactly is going on here and you have some theories. And so, but I root for both of them too.
Yeah, I root for Ben. I feel like, you know, because we're both from Massachusetts and just everything that you said, he feels like he could be my cousin. He feels like he could be a guy that I went to school with. And I know not all of it's great. I know people have their complaints with Ben Affleck. That's every guy. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So like, yes, he's very representative of like, you know, what I picture when I think of a dude, you know? And then Jennifer Lopez, I mean, how can you not love her? I love her. I've had occasion to run into her over the years through my work. She's always really kind and really funny and warm and nice. And so I like her. Like, being fabulous aside, I just like her. I think she's a nice person.
I like a hardworking boss. So I'm really into how hard she works. Her and Beyonce, those are like my favorite things about them. Their work aside, they just work so freaking hard. And I like that we know that, you know, it's not like she's, it's not, I just woke up like this. Like, it's hard work. I love it. All right. Let's get into why you've gone viral, which is you on, I believe, the May 24th episode of your podcast with Busy Phillips. Busy Phillips is doing her best. Had a theory about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Can you please share your theory?
Yes. Okay. So like I said, we talk about Ben Affleck all the time, whether it's like he's trying to carry coffee, whatever he's doing, throwing out that stand-up cutout of Ana de Armas that time.
And just was absolutely iconic. And it was great, an incredible moment.
Great content. And, you know, and really made a statement. So on May, we knew like in late April that Ben and Jen had like gotten back together for like a social call.
Yeah.
They had like met up maybe for coffee. Who knows? We don't know. But we saw some evidence of that online. So that was like, oh, that's interesting. They're like comforting each other and being buds. Then on May 24th, he was photographed and he was wearing a watch that looked similar to the watch that he'd been given by J-Lo in the 2002 video for Jenny from the Block. And so we recorded our podcast that day and Busy brought up that he was spotted wearing the watch. And she said, like, that begs the question, did he keep it all this time? And is that like the sweetest thing in the world? But I had just already had this theory brewing in my mind. Since the second I saw that watch, I was like, oh man, the producer in me is saying that they're going to remake this video. He dug out this watch and they're going to remake this video for all of our delight. And now at that time, just having seen the watch, that was a crackpot theory because I had zero evidence.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How closely have you studied that video? Like, did you have to go back and check? Did you immediately make the connection? Because like, I never would have noticed that. And I'm like a pretty intense Ben Affleck watcher.
It's a distinctive watch. It's a distinctive big silver watch that I don't think you see guys walking around wearing watches like that that much in 2021. But also it's kind of like a pivotal scene in the video. Like J-Lo tries on the watch in the jewelry store and then she presents him with a box on the balcony. So it's like, I have like an okay memory for that stuff. And it combines like all of my interests, like celebrity, pop culture, music, expensive accessories. For whatever reason, it just stuck in my mind.
It's like a real bracelet watch too. It's not like a typical like Rolex with like a leather band or even the more like general chunky metal bands that you'll see. It's like, it looks like a bracelet, right?
Yeah, it's pretty chunky silver. Maybe it's platinum, maybe it's white gold. I don't know the specific details, but the shape of it is it's like an oblong face and he wore it loose around his wrist like a bracelet in the video and also in the photograph from 2021. It was still loose around his wrist like a bracelet.
Right. It looked very much like it had been in like the J-Lo box. Did you ever watch Gilmore Girls?
Yes.
I always think about the scene when Rory and Dean break up and Lorelai's like, you need to put all of your Dean stuff in a box. You're going to want it one day. I always think about like he must have had like a J-Lo box with all of like the mementos just in a closet somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. And just like kept pristine all these years and ready to go. Just wind it up and go. So on that day, when I saw that watch, I was like, this is what's happening. I had no other evidence beside that watch. But when I said it on the podcast, Busy really screamed, which made me laugh. And then I was like, well, if this theory is not true, at least it's entertaining to to my friend and me.
Okay. And so that was like 2 months ago. Here we are on July 26th. And what's the latest evidence?
Well, like even so this made me follow it more closely, follow their courtship more closely. And they were photographed at a dinner sort of being romantic. And everybody was like, oh, they're not official, but they were snapped out at this dinner. But what I really focused on was the angle from which they were photographed, and that they were, again, sitting exactly as they had been sitting in a scene from the Jenny from the Block video and being photographed from the same angle. And she had a similar hairdo. And so I was like, this seems like more evidence for my evidence folder that this video remake is happening. And then, you know, there have been scenes that I've interpreted over time as being like, this is a recreation of a scene from the video. I don't know if I'm right. But then yesterday, she had her birthday party on a yacht in the south of France. And every time I had like posted about my theory, I kept saying like, call, you know, this seems like the direction it's going in, but call me when they're on a yacht together. And so yesterday was her birthday. She celebrated on a yacht in the south of France. She posted pictures of herself in a bikini. There were pictures of them together. And then everyone who listens to the podcast went wild and was like, boom, there it is. They're on a yacht. It's coming true.
And then
later in the afternoon, a photo came out where they were just exactly in the same iconic pose, laying together in her bikini, his hand on her butt.
His face very close to her butt.
Very close, like as if he's about to kiss it, like what happens in the video. And so then that's when everything just went wild and everyone was like, it's happening. Or, I mean, people have a million different reactions, but people that are on my team and believe what I believe were like, it's happening.
So a few things about this. First of all, I must note that A-Rod is also currently on a yacht in the south of France. It is heavy yacht season. So like there's a lot. And I love yacht season. We live for it on Jam Session, which you can hear on Ringer Dish on Tuesday afternoons. So I'm loving it. But I also just feel like there's so much gamesmanship going on. And so as a producer and someone who's worked in television for a long time, do you actually think they're trying to recreate the video? Like, what do you think is actually happening here?
I mean, I think it'd be genius if they were recreating the video. The 20th anniversary of the video is coming up. It's reason to celebrate. They're friends again. They're available to each other. Artists like to create things. So why not? Right. Like people seem very excited about it. But, you know, I'm also like a writer, so I love to invent scenarios. So you tell me that A-Rod's in a yacht in the south of France as well. I'm like, maybe he's chasing them. Maybe he's spying on them. Maybe he can't get over it. Maybe he plans to challenge Ben. I don't know. None of this, again, I have no evidence for it, but it's entertaining to think about. And, you know, in like a perfect world, maybe he's there by invitation and they're all cool and mature with each other. And like, maybe he's, you know, I don't know, maybe he's operating the Steadicam for the video. I don't know.
I think that A-Rod and J-Lo were probably supposed to go on vacation together in the south of France this summer.
That's possible.
And neither was willing to give it up. So I'm guessing he like got a different yacht being like, well, these were my plans. I'm still doing it. That's my guess. But the music video thing reminds me of when Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston were dating and they were photographed together and like a bunch of poses that were also similar to her various music videos.
Yes.
And nothing really ever came of that. Although I do feel like there was a long time where I was like waiting for a music video with Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston to drop. And so I just wonder, like, is there a moment where, you know, you get so used to like your celebrity life that like the difference between like what's real, and what's not real, like kind of blend together a little bit. And you're like, well, these were happy memories anyway. So let's just relive them.
Right. That's what I said. I mean, I also said the less exciting theory is that this is just muscle memory for them. And this was such a happy time in their life that they're unconsciously like repeating scenes from, you know, from this music video, which kind of was their real life, but also obviously was like dramatized version of their life, or maybe like under dramatized version of their real life. Who knows? But so it is possible that they're just, but it does seem kind of deliberate. Everything's being photographed. I don't know for what purpose. I pray it's for a video because now I'm actually have made myself excited for it to see it. So, and I think a lot of people are hoping for that. So who knows what it's for, but yeah, the less exciting version is that they're just repeating from muscle memory.
Right. But on the other hand, like back to your theory, everything, as you said, everything's been photographed. It's been so managed. Like, it, yes. To me, the situation feels like they release photos to control the level of privacy, basically. Like, they someone in one of their camps or both their camps coordinates what makes it out to the public as a way of preventing, like, more intense gawking and paparazzi following. Like, does that track for you?
Yeah, completely. And I mean, and maybe that's it. Maybe it's like a performance art project to get people to be like, oh my God, this is exactly the same as the video. Like, who knows? Obviously, it seems intentional to me at this point. I feel like I just maybe caught onto it like a little quicker than, you know.
Yeah, than most.
Not than most, maybe quicker than they intended.
Right.
If they did intend it. But that's me. I love to spoil the ending of everything. ask my husband. But yeah, I think that it seems managed. But also a lot of people are like, oh, this is just all for publicity. And they're like, this is a sham. And I'm like, we have no evidence. Talk about things you don't have any evidence for. Like, they are artists and they like to make things and they're entertainers and they make entertainment. And are you not entertained? I'm entertained.
I'm so entertained. I'm also so happy that this is replacing like just the latest Meghan and Harry storylines from dominating. Like, this is so much more fun. As long as no one's getting hurt. I mean, you have to worry about Mark Anthony and Jennifer Garner and the five kids here. That's always like what makes me nervous when I, as a celebrity watcher, like if I were Jennifer Garner, I have less of a connection to Mark Anthony personally. I feel like I
love Mark Anthony. He's a really nice person. I can say with 100% confidence.
Love the musical, The Cape Man. So that's great.
Yes. Yeah.
I just worry, like, if I were them, I'd have to rethink like every moment that like I was with my former spouse where the current flame came up and just be like, but more than that, I would worry about my kids being photographed. And I would just, if our kids get dragged into this in a way that is not okay, I will kill you. Like, I would just be so worried and mad about that.
Yeah, I think, well, it's interesting because, okay, so now we're moving from like the fun stuff to the less fun stuff. Everyone who thinks that like the relationship is a sham and just for publicity, I will note that Ben was also photographed taking his kids and I believe Jennifer's daughter out for an outing, which that's not part of any music video. That's what a single dad does when he's dating a single mom, you know, like take the kids out for ice cream or whatever. So there's that. I will say that, like, it would be wrong to chase the children around and photograph them. And so I don't want that to happen. And I don't want any children or former significant others to be hurt. Like, obviously, I'm really sensitive, empathic person.
Sure.
That, you know, I'm rooting for love. My hope is that they're all mature and they're all, you know, living in these like blended family type situations and that they're being wise and cautious about how they're doing things to the extent that they're able to. But, you know, J-Lo's daughter, I know, has like appeared in things with her.
Super Bowl halftime show being one of them.
You know, and like her son hasn't so as much. So my guess is like that's their personal choices and they're cool with it. And then people are always saying like, you never see Ben Affleck with his kids, poor Jennifer Garner. And I'm like, again, this is something like, I don't know. My guess is that maybe they've decided not to have their kids out and about and photographed, and that's a mutual decision, and that's why you don't see it so much. My hope is that he's being a good dad and, you know, and that he and Jennifer Garner are handling this in a healthy way.
Co-parenting.
Co-parenting in a healthy way, and maybe you don't see it because they don't want us to see it because it's truly none of our business. None of this is none of our business except for the part that is show business, which is totally our business.
Yes, and that's what a lot of this is, and I'm glad you brought that up because what everyone says about J-Lo is that she has a plan. Like, she takes her work really seriously. She takes her life and her career really seriously, which I think is awesome. And I just feel like this is, and I think that your theory, while maybe they're not actually making the video, I do think that like this is all so planned. Like, they're like, this is what we're going to give people. And this is how we're going to manage it this go round. Is like, there was like probably like a war room that was like, how do we deal with this in the press?
Right.
to avoid like whatever happened before or whatever frenzy. And like, I just, more than anything, I believe in the savvy of Jennifer Lopez. So I'm like, I think that this is like coordinated to a certain extent. And we're like, I think they're in love and we're getting what we're getting so that we don't intrude further.
I think that would be really smart.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. And people obviously have their opinions, but like, listen, I appreciate it. Like after the year that we've all had, like, isn't it so fun just to like, look at these beautiful
yes.
pictures of, you know, beautiful people from our past that it kind of makes everybody, I feel like it's making people my age feel really young again. And like anything is possible. Maybe if you're single, maybe you want to look into, you know, the one that got away.
19 yeah. years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And just see, if you're both in a different place now and if that could work. But if you're married to someone, don't do that. Don't. Yeah.
Don't. That's great. Great advice. On that note.
I would think it would go without saying, but I'm going to say it because you never know.
Seriously, you never know. Although after COVID, I just heard a lot of relationships are in a weird place. So who knows?
I mean, that's the thing I'm most obsessed with. I'm looking on my Instagram and I'm like, oh, someone's last name changed. Oh, what? Oh, oh. And then I have to go back through their whole feed and be like, when did they kick him out? What?
When did this happen? Yeah, I know. I'm hoping for everyone's sake that it's only J-Lo who became a casualty of Madison from Southern Charm. So I hate Madison from Southern Charm. Sorry. But J-Lo and Ben Affleck, keep doing you guys.
Yeah. Give it to us. The people.
We love it.
We love it. And we clearly want it. So thank you for your service.
Seriously. Casey, thank you so much. For more of Casey, check out Busy Phillips is doing her best. You can hear her with her creative partner, Busy Phillips. I'm Juliette Littman. Thanks to Steve Allman for producing this episode. I'll be back with Amanda Dobbins tomorrow, as per usual, on Jam Session.